Hey guys, before we jump into today's episode, I want to thank Podcorn for sponsoring this episode. My team uses Podcorn for podcast sponsorships, which helps to keep this podcast running. It's a great platform for podcasters to work directly with brands via Podcorn's marketplace, ensuring quality, transparency, and creative freedom. To learn more about Podcorn, check out the link in my show's notes. Now, before we get started with this week's episode, don't forget to comment down below and rate this episode. I would love your feedback on whether or not you did enjoy it. Also, don't forget to subscribe. That way you can be informed every time I do upload a new podcast with a brand new topic. So let's get right into this week's episode. I wanted to give you some quick tips towards taking care of yourself mentally and emotionally. So these are probably a short list of the best tips that have worked for me and really helped make me mentally stronger, make me mentally healthier. The first thing is everyone should have what I like to call a mental health crisis kit. And what this really means is life's gonna happen. We're gonna go through stressful times. We're gonna go through heartache. We're gonna go through disappointment. We're gonna go through sadness. We're gonna go through frustration. We're gonna go through stress and fear and all those types of things. It's kind of inevitable. It's just part of being a human. And knowing, really understanding who you are and what works best for you to help you during those times. So I always have kind of like my list, my emergency kit, right? It's my first aid kit that I kind of keep in the background. And I know when I'm feeling a certain way, these are the things that I should probably start focusing on and doing to help myself kind of get out of whatever it is that I'm going through, whether it's a funk, whether it's stress, whether it's anxiety, etc. So your crisis kit is kind of like your in case of emergency tools. And so it can be a ton of different things. So I would honestly consider sitting down, making a list of what are the things that really help me when I'm going through certain things in my life, whether it's stress, fear, anxiety, panic attacks, etc. Perhaps you actually do take medication for some things that would be on the list. Perhaps you enjoy taking a bath with Epsom salt. Maybe that's on the list. Taking a walk in nature, doing acupuncture, listening to a podcast. Who are the podcasts that you enjoy? Working out, getting more rest. So make a list of all the things that allow you to really take care of yourself, both mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And as you go through this list of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, underneath all of those, you want to kind of just think of, okay, well, what would help me to be more spiritual? Or, you know, what would help me to really take care of myself emotionally? You know, doing affirmations, it's something that's an emotional thing, right? It's going to help you to maintain a good emotional well-being. Your mental health, you know, I always say feeding your mind, constantly feeding your mind, whether that's reading books, whether that's listening to a podcast, listening to a motivational speaker. So you kind of have to know what works best for you. What works for me is not going to always work for you, because it's not going to always be what your driving force is, may not be my driving force, and etc. So you just want to really start to know yourself and understand yourself. That way you know, okay, when I'm in the midst of a panic attack, what do? When I'm in the midst of anxiety and I can't get the mind to just listen and focus, what do? When I'm feeling, when I'm starting to feel stress, what do? When I'm starting to feel fear come over me and I don't want to take action towards something, what do? So asking yourself those questions and just being able to have a conversation with yourself where you can be honest with yourself. What would I need right now that would really help me during this time? And a lot of this really is just experimentation. You just have to experiment and see what really works for you. I have to say that was probably the biggest thing for me that really helped me to learn how to take care of myself. So now, and I always say this to people, when you know that no matter what happens to you, even though you don't want to go through uncomfortable things or pain or anything like that, but that you do know that it is a part of life and that no matter what happens to you, that you're going to be okay, that you know how to take care of yourself, this is what I'm talking about. The fact that you need to know how to take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually is really huge. And when you trust yourself to be able to take care of yourself, you won't fear being alone. You won't fear
not being in a relationship. And it's a very empowering thing once you do know how to do this for yourself. The next thing that really helped me as I was learning how to become mentally and emotionally healthier and stronger was letting go of the perfectionism. Now, I can't raise my hand and say that I'm not a perfectionist, but I am very much aware as to when it actually starts to take over. And that is huge. Mindfulness is always the biggest thing that will help you in any aspect of life, is you being mindful as to, okay, what are the things that I need to work on? What are the things that what am I saying to myself right now that's making me feel crappy? Being present, all of those types of things. But the perfectionism is something that you gotta really throw out the window, because literally it doesn't exist. No one's ever gonna be perfect. It doesn't exist, and it's just not fun. Who wants to go through life doing everything the right way and never facing any kind of a challenge or having to work hard at something or overcoming something? As much as we don't wanna go through those things, we do know that when we get through them and we're on the other side of anything, it does feel amazing. It feels great. It's a huge empowerment and a huge high that you get off of knowing, wow, I got through that, I'm a badass. So stop being so hard on yourself. Stop expecting your body to look a certain way, you to be in a certain place in your life. You know, let go of the need to wanna fix everything about you and just really love yourself for who you are in this moment, because you're a human being and we all deserve that nurturing, that love, that compassion that we give everyone else in our lives. And we need to be able to give it to ourselves. So really learning how to like self-nurture yourself and allow yourself to be a human being is kind of a big thing. The next thing is changing your outlook on your life. You know, this again wasn't something that I always struggled with, but it was something that I saw a lot of people struggle with, where their outlook on their future seemed so grim because of possibly, you know, stuff that was going on inside themselves in terms of low self-esteem and low confidence and things of that sort, or possibly even some of the pain from their past that they had to endure, whether that was family members, parents, siblings, friends, someone betrayed you, you know, your spouse left you, or whatever the case is, because of something that you've been through, you then live in a space as what has happened to me was so awful, and life's never gonna be good because I went through something like that. And so changing your attitude on life is really you knowing and feeling inside that you're gonna be okay, that you have control over your life, that you can actually create the life that you want. And what life do you want for yourself? Like having that type of empowerment, we all have that within ourselves. But a lot of the times we get stuck in this negative cycle of habitual thinking that doesn't serve us. And being able to say, you know what? My only goal for 2020 is straight up changing my mindset. Like focusing every single day on what am I telling myself, and being aware of the thoughts that you're thinking and nipping in the bud every single time you say something or you think something that is, you know, pushing you back towards you feeling good. It's hard work. That is hard work. And I always tell people, if you sign up to do this kind of stuff, number one, it will change your life. You will feel amazing. It's the best thing that you can ever do for yourself, but it legit is no joke. It's the hardest thing that you'll ever have to do, because you're trying to transform a lot of old habits, old programming that has been embedded in you for years. Is it doable? Yes, it is, but it takes work. It takes effort every single day. So, you know, if right now you're going through a tough spot and you're single or whatever the case is, this is your time to only focus on your mental health, on you learning how to be mentally healthy and emotionally healthy. That's it. So as much as you can every single day, welcome being alone and welcome tackling all of the kind of demons that are going on inside that will allow you to feel everything that you want to feel. Feel that happiness, you know, have the career that you want, have the relationship you really want to attract. It really just starts with you. The next thing is self-parenting. I talk about this all the time, but self-parenting is basically the process of you having an inner dialogue with yourself. So when you can have a dialogue with yourself where you're talking to your fear, you know, you got fear on one side and you got the real you on the other side, the part of you that's like unconditional love, knows how to motivate you, believes in you, knows that you can do it, knows you're a good person. I always like to say you always have a good angel and a bad angel, and you're kind of in the middle and you're trying to mediate this conversation that's going on between these two voices. Being able to understand that whole process is that process called self-parenting that I like to call it. And being able to do that for yourself, it will literally change your entire life. One of the ways that I often tell clients to kind of start this process, because it can be a little confusing in the beginning, understanding, well, who's talking, and there's a lot of voices going on right now, because we have so many thoughts every single day. I want to say we have about 75,000 thoughts in a day, which is crazy, and a lot of the times you're not going to be conscious of the fact that you're thinking, which makes it even harder. So what I always say is, at any moment during the day when you start to not feel good. So I don't mean when you don't feel like the happiest ever. I just mean when you're not coasting, you're not feeling like, okay, I feel good. I'm cool. Like, everything's good. You know, I'm not like happy, but I'm cool. If you're not feeling that minimum that, if you're feeling anything else beneath that, you want to know why. Why am I feeling that way? And journaling is something that really helps you to kind of like unleash what's going on. So if you know that you're not feeling at that minimum level, at that bare level of like contentment, then if you ask yourself, okay, well, why don't I feel that way? A lot of the times, because you haven't done this work, you haven't built a relationship with yourself, meaning there's a part of you that doesn't trust you, because you probably always shame yourself and make yourself feel guilty, etc., that when you ask yourself, hey, why do you feel this way? Nothing's really gonna come up. Or you might get, I'm fine, everything's fine. I don't know why I feel that way. Just like you would if you were having a discussion with a partner that you don't really trust with your feelings, because oftentimes they shame you. If that's the case, what are you always gonna say to that person? I'm cool, everything's fine, because you know they're not gonna understand, they're not gonna be able to be there for you. And it's no different with a relationship within yourself. So being able to journal and kind of write down, why do you feel this way? There's something about that process that just unleashes everything that's going on in your mental space, right? Or in your emotional space, in your heart space. So why do you feel that way? I always say, if something comes back, if when you ask yourself, why do you feel that way? And what comes back is, I don't know. Keeping that why going. Why don't you know? What's wrong? What's bothering you? Always coming from a place of concern. Think about someone that you really, really love. If you knew, you just knew just by looking at them that they're going through something, you can tell by the look on their face, and they keep lying to you. They keep telling you, I'm fine, everything's fine. And you know they're not fine. What would you do? Would you just let them go? Or would you keep being concerned? Would you keep loving them to say, I feel like something's wrong. I'm here for you. What's going on? And you would slowly start to open up the lines of communication, and hopefully they would eventually begin to open up to you. So this process is literally the same thing. And journaling really, really helps that dialogue between yourself. The next thing, and this was really huge for me when I was especially going through my divorce, is you have to find ways, healthy ways, to manage your stress levels. Stress is a part of life, it's going to happen, but what do you do to help yourself during a stressful time? Again, it's like that crisis kit, the mental health crisis kit. Stress is going to be on that list. What do you do to help yourself during a stressful time? For me, I had never worked out a day in my life until after I had my son and I was going through my divorce, because I literally had so much feelings inside of me, and therapy just wasn't enough for me to just unleash to someone for an hour, that I had to physically start working out. And I still only work out for my mental health. I don't really do it for my physical body, even though I probably should also put that on the list. I mean, it's great when you start to see results, and it becomes addictive when you start to see results, but I still love food and I still love to eat. But a lot of it, I just know I feel stressed right now. I need to go for a run. I need to go for a walk. I need to be in nature, you know, not just, you know, the physical part of stress and handling, you know, your physical body when you are going through a stressful time, but knowing, what do I need to give myself? You know, maybe you need to plan a trip. Maybe you need to just take a nap today and really rest. I always say the best thing you can ever do for yourself to really start taking care of yourself is asking yourself every single day, what do I need today? Because what you're going through today is usually something that you went through yesterday, meaning if you went through a stressful day yesterday, it's going to carry over a little bit into today, meaning you might need to take care of yourself a little bit, because maybe yesterday you didn't because you focused on the kids, or you know, you worked 12 hours that day and it was a stressful day at work, whatever it is. So it's going to carry over a little bit into your next day. And so always staying in tune with yourself to what do you need today that will allow you to be at your best. That is really you taking care of yourself right there. That is mental health. And lastly, I think the best thing you can ever do for yourself is just invest in yourself. When I say, you know, make it a point every day to ask yourself what you need, investing in yourself is so much. Give yourself time to take care of yourself. Financially invest in yourself, whether that is coaching, whether that is a personal trainer, whether that is a gym membership, whether that is taking a class, a pottery class that you've always wanted to do and starting a new hobby, like whether it's taking tennis lessons, whatever it is, you know, invest in going on a trip with friends, giving yourself time away from day-to-day mundane things of life or work or stress or whatever. You know, you deserve the vacation and you deserve, you know, going to a nice gym and having someone tell you what to do so you can get your physical body where you want it to be. Love yourself enough to give yourself whatever it is that you could possibly give yourself to show yourself that you're worth it.